You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you. And I am joined by some folks from Off Square Theater with their upcoming presentation and performance of Beauty and the Beast Jr., the musical. It's happening Friday, February 23rd at 6:30, and then two showings on Saturday the 24th at 1 p.m., the matinee, and then at 6:30. I'm joined with the director, Nicole Garrett, as well as Dylan Hanna and Francis Reed, two of the stars of the production. You guys, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Is this the same story that we all know and love?
It is, Brennan. It is the tale as old as time, a story about a selfish young prince who has a spell cast over him and has to learn how to love and be loved by a wicked enchantress. And, she's the one who cast the spell. And then you enter Belle, who is a independent, fierce young woman seeking adventure, and their lives intersect. And you have to come to the show to see the rest.
Yeah, she's always kind of been one of my favorite Disney princesses.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
So this is an off-square theater production. How did all the students get involved in this production of Beauty and the Beast Jr.?
We have 98 kids in the show, and we posted an audition, and they all came out and auditioned for us. You want to talk about that, Dylan?
There are a lot of kids.
Yeah, Dylan, this isn't your first play you've been involved with off-square, is it?
No. I think it's my third. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're pretty interested in music. Is that what made you want to start auditioning and doing some plays with Off-Square Theater?
Yeah, it was fun. And to have the music background helps with this process a lot.
Francis, is this your first play with Off-Square Theater?
No, it's my second.
What was your first one?
My first one was James and the Giant Peach Jr., and I was the mini blind earthworm.
And this time you're Chip, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Chip. He's one of my favorite characters from Beauty and the Beast.
Well, he's basically this little teacup, but he's got this chip in his head. And I don't know, he's sort of like, he's interested in everything.
He's pretty happy too, right?
Yeah.
And Dylan, you're playing the Beast. He's not always so happy, right?
No. For half the show, he's just not fun.
He's a little frustrated.
Frustrated, arrogant, yeah. Not a good guy.
He's the reason all of these household objects or this house has been turned into, he's been turned into the Beast, and his servants were turned into household objects like a teacup and a pot, right?
Right, and we've been talking a lot about that, the whole idea that he's responsible for all this and the guilt that he feels for all that.
Trying to hone in on your character and think what he's thinking?
Yes.
So, Nicole, you said there's 98 kids in
yes.
this production of
yes.
of Beauty and the Beast. How are you not exhausted?
I'm a little tired, but more than that, I am invigorated. Having 98 kids be involved in theater arts is tremendous. It gives me hope for our kids, and it gives me hope for theater arts and the arts in general.
If you're just joining me, I am here with Dylan and Francis, who are stars of the upcoming Off-Square Theater performance, Beauty and the Beast Jr., as well as Nicole Garrett, who is the director of the production. Beauty and the Beast Jr. premieres on Friday, February 23rd at 6:30 p.m. here at the Center for the Arts. And then there will be two additional shows on Saturday, February 24th at 1 p.m. and 6:30. I want to hear about these costumes because I've seen the costume department at Off-Square Theater. It's pretty incredible. And I want to hear about the sets, mostly because the story of Beauty and the Beast is such an enchanting tale. And it would probably be a very fun project and challenging project to dress for.
The costumes are absolutely incredible this
yeah.
year. We have a new costumer. Her name is Dina DeMarco. And she showed up from California this year and offered to help. And she worked with CYT in Santa Barbara previously. The costumes are phenomenal. What's interesting about this process is not only the costumes, but the costumes intersect with the sets. For example, the wardrobe. She has this incredible costume underneath the wardrobe piece itself that was built by our set designers. So it's been an incredible process to have all of these departments come together and work together to create such a beautiful product.
Yeah, Yeah, and let's talk about the music. This is, of course, a musical, and there are some classic songs from Beauty and the Beast, like Be Our Guest and Tale as Old as Time. Dylan, what are some of the songs that you're performing in?
Something There is one of them, and that is it.
Finale.
Yeah. No, the finale, yeah, the last.
Yeah, Nicole, what are some of your favorite musical pieces from this performance?
Some of my favorites are the songs that are actually less popular in the show itself for what people know. I love the song Beauty and the Beast. That's a classic. But there's a song Human Again that is fantastic. It was written for the musical itself. It's a phenomenal song. And Gaston, everybody knows Gaston. What else? Let's see. The Mob song is such a powerful song. I can't wait for the audience to hear that.
Who's playing Belle?
Rosalie Duvall. She is a junior in high school, and she's doing a fabulous job.
Yeah, so how long have you guys been practicing? I know there's a lot of work that goes behind putting a musical together.
We have rehearsed for 6 weeks, and we are currently in the 7th week. We are in tech, and we will be opening at the end of this week.
Now, Frances, are you excited for opening night?
Yeah.
Well, and Dylan, I'm sure you're excited for opening night as well.
Yeah, opening night is always my favorite because, you know, we have these 7 weeks of rehearsal and Nicole is freaking out all the time.
Oh,
and
come on. Yeah,
and then we finally get to opening night and everyone's like, and then we just go out and do it.
I have not been freaking out all the time.
A little bit.
At times.
Well, you've got your chance to see Beauty and the Beast Jr. It's with Off Square Theater. It's going to be opening Friday night, February the 23rd at 6:30. And then there's going to be two shows on Saturday if you miss Friday, the 24th at 1 p.m. and 6:30. Dylan, Frances, Nicole, thank you for joining us here in the studios.
Thank you so much for having us, Brennan.
All right. This is 89.1 KHOL Jackson.